Now we have something else that happens in this chapter that is of great significance. This is a long civil war, and in many ways very uninteresting as far as you and I are concerned. Now what happened was this, that Abner, who had been the chief captain of King Saul, now he's been pushing the son of Saul, Ish-bosheth, on the throne. And naturally, being an older man and having had such a high position, he's not apt to listen to this young king, and he does something that he should have been forbidden to do. Now, notice we're told that. Verse 7, and Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. And Ish-bosheth said to Abner, wherefore hast thou gone in unto my father's concubine? Then was Abner very wroth for the words of Ish-bosheth, and he said, am I a dog's head which against Judah do show kindness this day unto the house of Saul thy father, to his brethren and his friends, and have not delivered thee into the hand of David, that thou chargest me today with a fault concerning this woman? In other words, Abner's saying, this is none of your business. I'll do as I please. And he did not appreciate the rebuke that the young king has given him. But candidly, the young king is justified in the thing that he's saying and in the thing that he's doing here. Now we are told that immediately Abner begins to make overtures to David. And the thing that happened is this. We are told in verse 9, so do God to Abner and more also, except as the Lord hath sworn to David, even so I do to him. In other words, this man says, I'm going over to David to translate the kingdom from the house of Saul and to set up the throne of David over Israel, over Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba. And that would include, of course, the 12 tribes. And he could not answer Abner a word again because he feared him. Now, this young man, Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, he had no army and he had no training whatsoever. He was not like Saul and Jonathan, the oldest son. He was one that had been brought up in the king's palace. Now, Abner sent messages to David on his behalf saying, whose is the land? And he says, make a league with me.